This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you, our fine listeners, for that. And we remember the men and women that served this great country. That's what Aaron Tippin's talking about to start our hour here.
I love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With stars and stripes.
That's where we live, and all of us are watching the situation in Afghanistan right now. New reports from the Pentagon that they're going to get to 4,000 troops in Kabul by the end of the day. Mind you, Biden yesterday said 6,000 troops, so they're still at 3,000 troops now. More troops coming in to fix a mess. So that's what's happening right now. We're going to watch this very closely. We'll return to this topic at the bottom of the hour with our guest from Newsmax. But I don't know about you. I need to think about some other things through this as well and continue to sort of keep the trains running on time. One of the reasons we'll be doing our Better Business Roundtable today in just a moment. Third part in our series on selling a business, selling your business. We have the resources here to help you maneuver those shark-infested waters. Today's program brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. Need some home cooking today, a little comfort food in the middle of this craziness? Meatloaf fits the bill, doesn't it? West Main Avenue, West Fargo for meatloaf today. So good. The meatball dinner in Harwood, I-29. They got a big, beautiful PetroServe USA under construction there, but they're still serving up home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Chicken marinara, 12th Avenue at I-29. Valley City has chicken pot pie today or a great hot beef sandwich. Order a burger. Valley Meats. They're so good. Exit 292 off I-94. Tater Tot Hot Dish, MP Avenue. Chicken Fettuccine in Glendon. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Want to welcome back our Better Business Roundtable experts. Dan Stoller from Starian Bank. Chad Flanagan with Ike Bailey. Tyler Leverington's here from Onsted Twitchell and Tom McDougal, the owner of High Point Networks. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Morning, Scott.
Thank you for taking the time, as you always do, to talk about these important topics and selling your business. Now, Tom, you've been there, done that, so we're going to start with you today. When you've sold the business.
I haven't ever sold the business.
I understand. Okay. But you've had a lot of people kick some tires and say, we want to buy your business. You haven't done it yet. You're going through the process. You're determining how to, right?
Well, to be honest with
you,
no. Talk
about your journey.
We are not on a sales side. We're on a buy side. So I can talk about this from being on the buyer side of this transaction. And
here's my big question to start with. And important point. I'm just saying, you build a business, you could sell it tomorrow if you want it for big bucks. You don't do it because you believe in your culture, so you're out buying other businesses.
Correct.
Fair. And I'm saying when you go out and buy someone, somebody's on the other end of that as an employee, and they're now going, I don't know, Tom. I don't know High Point Networks. And somebody built that business with some culture. So let's talk about employees learning this drill, the integration of your process, your systems, and the challenges of that.
So the biggest challenge is getting the opportunity to sit down with the people that work for the company that you're buying. Oftentimes you can get a non-disclosure where you can get, you know, an owner or a president or a financial person or whatever. We work really hard to get an opportunity to speak with a number of the people that are on staff because you can't really get a culture. You can't get a feel for culture from just the top brass. You have to talk to the people in the trenches because at the end of the day, when you're selling your business, if I could put myself in other people's shoes for a second, the things that are important are you want to make sure your people are taken care of. You want to make sure that everybody has a gainful employment. You don't want them to go backwards in terms of salary, those types of things. But on the buying side, you've got to understand things like systems are going to have to change. And so you've got to understand the people more than anything else to make sure those things happen within a very short time frame after the transaction closes.
And extremely important to the ultimate asset that you purchased is that culture, is the people, is the process, the systems. So, Chad,
you know, Tom's laid out a pretty good blueprint there. What advice do you give on the front end to get there?
Yeah, I think Tom mentions an important point, which is, you know, as you start to do your perform your due diligence on this company, when do you start to talk with the people before the deal's even closed? And when do you explain your culture and the benefits of becoming part of your team? Assuming you work through that due diligence phase correctly and it's time to close and now it's time to integrate that staff, hopefully you're ready to explain your culture and present opportunity to, present opportunities to those employees. You know, I think about there's a reluctance to change from those employees. They're nervous about what the new normal looks like, and maybe they've had autonomy in their operations that they feel they're now going to lose that. And so there's always apprehension in the beginning and the first few months and even the first year is always going to be a tough time period.
And you can talk all you want, right? You can have every process, every system. You can do culture happy talk all day long. It's show me the beef, right? Where's the beef? I got to actually see it. It's got to be a trust thing more than anything, doesn't it?
I think so. And if you've got a track record where you've integrated companies and you learn each time on how to best incorporate them into your culture and operations, you learn and you do better each time. But yeah, they're smart and they're going to ask tough questions, and you got to be ready to do what you can to keep them incentivized and motivated and become part of your team.
Right. And I think you do a lot of that on the front end. A lot of it is in the due diligence phase of having an idea of how are we going to integrate these teams and figuring out who those key people are. And I think in some of those early conversations, you're going to get a feel pretty quickly for what are their concerns.
How do you counsel folks when you're at Onstead Twitchell with a client is doing this on the front end, so you're doing that? How do you commit that to paper? How do you do it?
So first piece of it is going to be a non-disclosure agreement, and that's a pretty standard piece of all of these transactions. And then we got to look at, okay, not only who are the top people, but as Tom mentioned, who are the folks who are going to be most impacted by this and most critical to really the value that we're trying to purchase?
How do you lock them up in a right-to-work state? How do you keep them, do you show a commitment to them, but know that really...
Yeah, you know, it's not uncommon to take a crack at an employment agreement or even a letter of intent to lock them up. And a lot of times, so often, even if those things aren't entirely enforceable, and they may be more or less enforceable depending on how you structure it, and there's a lot of context that matters, but just having the good faith of saying, hey, I'm going to put this document in front of you, and here's things that I'm committing to you, and you're going to make the commitment to stick around, whether it's legally binding or not, people know that means something.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
That goes a long way.
Comfort level. Let me get you in here to talk, Dan, a little bit about the bank side. So, Starian, obviously, everything that these guys have talked about is important to you because you're a partner with this lender, and the acquisition is there. Talk about your experience in dealing with the situation. How much difficulty is there in getting people to think about all this on the front end?
Sure. I think there's a lot on the front end that happens, but like Tom mentioned, a lot of times you're limited to maybe the top executives or top management teams. You don't get down to certain levels of employees. One of the things I think is important is once you have acquired that company, it's, you know, part of it is we want to keep these employees, but the question is, do we really? You know, maybe you want to keep 80% of them, but, you know, we always ask the question, do those employees fit your culture? Have you described your vision? Have you described your values? There may be some employees that opt out, and one of the best recommendations I have is identify them early. Identify those ones that aren't going to make the transition, who maybe don't believe in your vision, who don't have the same values that your company have. Identify them right away and make those tough decisions, because otherwise they're going to be the ones that are a roadblock to a successful transition, because they're going to be the ones, you know, talking around the water cooler, boy, this new company just really isn't who we used to be. So we recommend try to interview every employee as if you're interviewing for them for the first time.
Not to scare them,
but to
find out what
you
have.
Yeah, to make sure they align.
What's your experience been as far as the seller helping that process too, Tom?
If I were actually selling, I would open up my entire roster to the buyer, and I'd just say, talk to them all.
Yeah.
Seriously, because if I'm trying to drive the highest value possible, they need to understand that we've got something really cool. So I want them to talk to everybody.
How about getting the employees of a business you're purchasing in a sort of a trust pattern to say, hey, they're having a conversation with me, they're valuing me. The seller can really help that, right, by sort of You know, I guess, like you say, talk to everybody. Talk to, you know, come on in, meet these people.
Well, here's the thing. If, in our experience, if the seller's being really coy, that lowers the price right there. If the seller's being really open, we can continue talking about where we started. So if I can't get access to the people, that reduces the price. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. And you're seeing flags.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Dan, you suggest same thing? Wait a minute, maybe you're overpaying here because there's just not enough transparency here?
Absolutely. You need to know what you're buying. If the employee base is an important part of what you're buying, in some businesses it's not. You might be just buying hard assets. But if that employee base is important, you probably need to know. No different than if I'm buying a fleet of vehicles, I want to know mileage and maintenance records. Same thing with your employees. If that's what you're buying, know what you're getting.
Let's take a break here and come back with more of these pros. Our business roundtable is something we do in order to help your business be better, whatever it is, buying, selling, growing. These are fun conversations, and you know, as someone that has been crazy enough to get into the ownership business, it becomes a part of your family, and it's so hard to think of anybody else ever being a part of it. At a certain age, you start thinking about that stuff and the right time to sell, and these are just pros. Chad Flanagan with Ike Bailey, Dan Stoller from Starion Bank, Tyler Leverington from Onsted Twitchell, and Tom McDougal, the owner of High Point Networks, with us today on the Better Business Roundtable. We'll continue on these topics after a short break on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the Chief Marketing Officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What's On Your Mind, the Better Business Roundtable at the bottom of the hour. We're joined at the bottom of the hour by a Fox News host. Oh, excuse me, he used to be a Fox News host. He used to be a CNBC host. Now he's a Newsmax host, Bob Sellers. He hosts American Agenda. But he's one of those guys you see him on TV. You say, I haven't seen that guy forever. CNBC, Fox, and now Newsmax. We'll talk about what's happening in Afghanistan right now. We're already doing prisoner swaps, I guess. You know, I mean, this is, remember when the Taliban leaders were locked up and President Obama did a swap to get somebody out, to get a bad guy in? Well, that guy's out now, you know. So they're no longer swaps. We're just emptying the prisons. It is just a lot that we're, and then my other favorite is I'm seeing something on the screen right now where Taliban saying we're committed to women's rights. I mean, that is the most laughable thing I've ever heard in my life. There is not one thing about the Taliban that honors women, girls. They couldn't go to school before we went to Afghanistan. They were not allowed to leave the house before we got into Afghanistan. Remember all the initiatives, the wonderful things that were being happening with girls? Yeah, they're going to say the right things now. Anyway, more on that at the bottom of the hour. And also Todd Mitchell. He's in Mandan today, filling the bus for schools. More of our conversation with Dan Stoller from Starian Bank, Tom McDougall from High Point Network, Tyler Lemington with Onsted Twitchell, and Chad Flanagan with I. Bailey. These are the pros we bring in for the Better Business Roundtable once a month. We're finishing up a three-part series on selling your business, and today the conversation is about that transition period of a couple getting from the previous owner to the new owner, and you know the challenges in that and how you hand that off. And I just want to open this up, guys, related to... So, Tom, you're buying businesses, as an example, and one scenario is part of the reason you're buying a business is to fill in maybe your business, make your business better, but you're going to have employees that do things these other companies have, and you talked before the break about access to those employees so you can get a better deal, and if you don't get access to those employees, you open up that conversation before you buy it, the price goes down, right? How do you monetize that for the betterment of the entire bottom line? Because there might be duplication. What do you do there?
Well, that is a really good question, because there oftentimes is going to be duplication. For example, you might have you may have a CFO at your company. The company you're buying may have a CFO. How do you handle that? Well, the question we always ask is, do we need additional accounting resources? If we do, can we move these around and make sure everybody stays whole? And maybe they don't have the same title, but we can keep everybody whole. If we don't need them, we want to be honest going into that deal so we don't leave somebody sitting in a lurch, right? So we try to be as honest as we possibly can. The other thing that I've found to be really important is I like to understand what the other company's processes are. Because if I was selling, I would like to think that the company that was buying us found us doing some things better or different that might improve that buying company's position in the market.
Have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's kind of funny because people think, well, you know, maybe the big bad wolf's buying the little company. Well, that little company might have some really cool ways of doing things that we hadn't thought about.
Whether successful or you wouldn't be buying them.
Exactly. So we're always open to that stuff.
Tad, Tyler, Chad, I'd like you all to weigh in on this because, you know, we're getting best practices from Tom here on a purchase and also trying to advise the seller on the best way to go into a negotiation like this. What tips do you have to pull off best practices here? And when we're talking, I'm going to go to you, Dan, first, on retaining the key employees or also, you know, learning from a new business and maybe bringing an employee that you got duplication there, but they're a good employee, we'll put them somewhere else. How do you counsel folks on that?
You know, Scott, I always start with the question, what are you buying? You know, what's the reason you're buying this company? Are you just trying to get bigger for the sake of business, being bigger? Are there efficiencies to be gained? Are you buying talent? Are you buying equipment that's going to help you better your business? If you can't really identify what I'm buying, it makes it really hard to put a monetary value on what it's going to bring to the bottom line or what it's going to help your business. Some people just say, hey, we need to be a $20 million business to be efficient in the marketplace.
So you're buying a book of business.
You're buying a book of business. Whatever it is, but truly identify and then understand what's important for you when it's time to keep it. And a lot of times it is employees, but, you know, sometimes there's duplication. I like what Tom said. You know, some of the companies that are being bought have better ways of doing business. Be open to those ideas and know that, hey, that's one of the things I'm buying is a better process.
Tyler, how about you? When the deal's written up, when you're advising somebody, what best practices are here in this regard?
One thing that I think can be critical in any transition is how leadership of the two organizations work together. It's a fairly common practice and something I encourage is to have the seller retain them, whether it's as an employee or a consultant for 6 months or a year or whatever you can work out after the transaction closes, because nobody knows that business you're buying and the folks who come with it better than the seller does. So not only are they going to help explain why they did things, why they were structured the way they were, and help you integrate it into your systems and your team. They also are going to help transition their clients to who are now becoming your clients in a lot of regards. I think there's a ton of value in that.
We actually put part of the purchase price on that very thing. So here's the number, and here's how we're going to pay you for this. This much up front, and this much we're going to hold back, but your job is to make sure we retain and have a legal document in place. Yep. So we work with lawyers.
Give me incentive.
To make sure all of that happens. And, oh, by the way, if you do better than we expect, we'll pay you more than you expect.
Chad, same question, but also a little twist on this. What ones have you seen work really well, and what ones have went bad, and why did they go bad?
Yeah, I think the integration is so important. And so, Tyler, as you talk about incorporating leadership of the target company into the sellers, you know, give them an opportunity to sit on the board and participate in the strategic direction of what is now the new company. I think, you know, Dan, as you mentioned, what are you buying? So many people in the past have maybe acquired companies that are just about markets or just about customer base, but talent is such a premium right now that, you know, I think it's foolish if you don't try to somehow incorporate that labor pool and give them some opportunities. And maybe there's some retraining or things you can do. If you got two CFOs, maybe there's another position for one of those CFOs. So I think people are at such a premium right now, probably need to see more creativity in some of these deals.
Dan Stoller, market president for Starion Bank with us. Tyler Levington is a partner, shareholder, business and corporate law attorney at Onstead Twitchell. Chad Flanagan, a partner in charge at iBailey. These are great resources. Tom McDonald, older owner of High Point Networks here as well. Just a final word on this. Best advice you'd give everybody. Dan, we'll start with you.
Well, I was going to ask a question if I could, Scott.
Okay.
Just to these guys real quick, they talk about keeping ownership in place. Do you ever see a time where it's appropriate not to keep that ownership in place? So if I could play Scott Hinnon for
that's
just
great.
A second.
No, yeah.
I think that's what comes to my mind.
There's your question, Tyler.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times, I've seen situations where we know ahead of time that, hey, we think this company we're acquiring has got a great customer base. We think some members of their team are going to work really well with our team. We don't want to be rude. We don't want to say it out loud, but we know that the way that their owner maybe runs things doesn't mesh
not
well with our culture.
Yep.
So rather than have that individual come aboard and be in the office from 8 to 4 for the next 6 months, we're going to retain that person on a consulting basis where they'll be available for a phone call and a question if we need them.
Yeah. So another way to do it, put the cherry on top of this conversation for us. Last word comes from Chad and the team at iBailey.
Yeah, I think, Dan, that's a great question. I think you need to understand the motivation of that seller. Are they looking to get out? We know one thing for sure, and that's it's hard to let go. And so last thing you want is an owner that regrets the decision to sell and causes problems. But due diligence, Scott, I think due diligence is the key with all this. You got to go in eyes wide open to any of these deals.
What happens on closing day? How organized do you need to be before you get to that point with the pros next time on the Business Roundtable in September? Gentlemen, thank you. Great conversation.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. News next.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Biden accepted responsibility for the debacle in Afghanistan, he returned to vacation. Biden said, "The buck stops here," end quote. Lawmakers throughout America are condemning the lack of leadership at the highest levels. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick on Fox News.
They need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
As military transports packed with hundreds fleeing the country on Monday, others grabbed onto the plane and fell to their deaths after takeoff. One deceased body jammed a landing gear, making it inoperable, but was cleared shortly before landing. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said gunfire broke out in two separate incidents at the Kabul airport, resulting in the deaths of two gunmen by U.S. troops. One U.S. service member was injured during the incident. 382 Americans nationwide died Monday from COVID-19 complications. This is USA Radio News.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
We now take a moment to sing God Bless America. We are led tonight by retired Navy Petty Officer, First Class, Gerald Wilson.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my
shoot or what? Holy buckets, is that amazing?
Wow.
I actually think we should actually have a member of the armed services sing every Super Bowl. That was a World Series back in 2013, and they were sending out a shout out obviously to the Marines, and have a member of the armed services there. There were Marines there, everybody singing, the whole stadium singing. I mean, right? Super Bowl. I don't want to see some artist that's woke. I want to, you know, let's have our pros do it. And God has blessed America and continues to. But I tell you, if we are not beginning and ending every day on a bended knee in prayer, not what's happening in stadiums across America, disrespecting our flag, I don't know how in the world we call ourselves patriots, because this country is under attack right now, unlike anything we've seen in our... I can't think of anything like it. I'm 56 years old. I don't, you know, 9/11, yes, but we had forceful, immediate retribution for that, right? That was a horrific attack that we unfortunately played our own part in. This is a self-inflicted wound, putting the greatest country on the face of the earth on the world stage in an absolute show of weakness. It's hard not to be very, 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 very concerned about that and so many other things that are going on right now. We're going to talk about that with America Agenda host Bob Sellers from Newsmax in just a moment after I tell you about our friends at H.A. Thompson & Son. You know, H.A. Thompson & Sons have been around for over 100 years. Well over now. 1908 is when it started. The Little Plumber, that's how it started. And grew into heating and air conditioning and mechanical contractor services. Yes, they started in Bismarck, but now every corner of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and beyond. Providing cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for hundreds of buildings and business owners throughout the region. And talk to them. Ask how that's worked out for them, how that bottom line is better. I think one of the great products they have now is life-saving IAQ air cleaning products. Life-saving in a time of COVID. Viruses and mold spores and odors and other pathogens. You heard of sick building sick syndrome? There's a cure for that. And the IAQ air cleaning products they have are like going into Best Buy and saying, okay, I can spend $5 on a cell phone, or I can spend $5,000 on a cell phone. But the solutions are there from the A-team of IAQ air cleaning products. As this next wave comes, be prepared. Do what they've done in long-term care facilities and schools, because it's working. HATandSons.com to find out more. Call them at 234-9889. Bob Sellers, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. And I don't know that there's a more cagey veteran on television as Bob Sellers, CNBC, Fox News, Newsmax. I mean, the second we see you, we go, Bob's on. I can trust this guy. So I'm glad you are where you are.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with Newsmax, and I love the folks I work with. I'm the grizzled old veteran. So that's what happens. Is a guy has been around long enough, and hopefully most people trust me, and hopefully they know that every day I'm trying to tell them the best of my ability and the best of our ability what's going on, and to give a perspective on it that seems reasonable and reflect some realities. I think we're all stunned by what we've watched over there in Afghanistan. And I don't see how you conclude anything other than the commander-in-chief made mistakes for this to happen. Because when it comes to the domestic agenda, Scott, we know that Congress plays a role, advisors may. But when it comes down to it on foreign affairs, it really comes down to the president. The president has more power individually when it comes to what's going on in other countries on foreign affairs and anything domestically. And when it comes down to military affairs, that we know he's the last one to make the decision, regardless of who's advising him. It's his call. When this goes sour, when we see what's happening, I've heard people say bad intelligence, which, by the way, I don't necessarily believe, but it was his decision. This happened on his watch, and he was making the call.
And we saw one stumble after another of a show of American weakness, not only from actual actions on the ground that demonstrate his lack of leadership, but in how he responded to it. I mean, he went on vacation. He was in Delaware over the weekend. Then somebody said, hey, this looks bad. Maybe we should go to Camp David. And then they put out a photo of him alone at Camp David, which looked horrible.
Strange?
It was bizarre. And then they're dumb enough to show the screen and compromise U.S. intelligence assets in Doha, Qatar, for crying out loud. You can't make it up.
Exactly. No, you can't. And don't you like the idea that a president is getting consulted by some of the higher ups in the military with something like this, and that he's surrounded by voices and experience, and what? He's on a Zoom call? And it just didn't look professional. And also, it kind of bothered me when he came out and blamed his predecessor, President Trump, for something that he, Mr. Biden, inherited. Well, I've got news for you. If you want to blame your predecessor, that's one thing. If you come in on day one and you're left with something you have no control over, it's been 7 months, Scott. So this.
Well, and also, I mean, his predecessor was down to 2,500 troops. His predecessor agreed we needed to bring our boys home. He got us down to 2,500 troops, and he negotiated a conditions-based withdrawal that put the fear of God into the Taliban and said, you touch one hair on one head and you're done. And they didn't do it. We had over a year with no casualties. And guess what? We're about to have 6,000 troops in there. He had to increase the amount of troops because of his screw-ups. And I don't know what you thought of that speech yesterday, but I thought it was three speeches in one. And the last third is what he should have given and shut up. And that was, the buck stops with me. And we're going to fix this mess. Instead, it was excuse making for the first two thirds, wasn't it? I mean,
I summed it up with my team when we were talking about it. I said, the buck stops here, but it's everybody else's fault. He blamed the Afghani leadership. He blamed the Afghani military. But you know, those people didn't make the decision to withdraw our troops before we got everybody out. They didn't make the decisions to leave the Bagram Air Force Base. They didn't make those decisions. He did. They did things in reverse order. You get people out safely. You destroy the weapons that they would come in and take. You destroy the material, the intelligence, and that sort of thing that's left at an embassy or could be exposed somehow. You get rid of those. You make sure the people that have helped you get out safely, and then you have the troops withdraw. I'm sure you and I could sit at the table and figure that out. I don't understand how that decision got backwards.
Tell me what you think the ramifications of this will be. Did the Biden presidency end over the weekend? Is this a case where, unfortunately, we have short attention spans and, you know, people aren't necessarily watching this? Actually, Nancy Pelosi came out today to commend the leadership of Joe Biden. I kid you not. So, you know, they're rallying the troops here. They're circling the wagons and lots of happy talk going out there. But does this break through? Do people care what's happening in Afghanistan in our country right now? Enough people to say this presidency is over?
That's a great question, because here's what happened with Gerald Ford. When he got us out of Saigon, out of Vietnam, we all remember the picture, those of us that were around and exposed to it, the pictures, the iconic photo actually wasn't on top of the embassy. It was on top of an apartment building with a lot of Americans and those that helped us when we were there trying to escape Saigon in the last moments before the North Vietnamese took over the entire city. And then everybody's comparing this to that. Yes, that damaged America. That damaged our word, whether we would help people, that made us look weak. That did a lot of damage. I think Ronald Reagan came in, gave some strength. I think when we went over to the Persian Gulf in the early 90s, we showed some strength. We got in, we got out. We didn't stay there for 20 years. Now, I think what Mr. Biden is hoping is, from the research I've done, Gerald Ford's popularity actually went like a year after what happened in Saigon. People were happy we were out of Vietnam, and so his popularity went up. But he was, we can't even call him a one-term president. He was never elected, not even as vice president. And he was beaten by Jimmy Carter. So I don't know if that serves him well. So to answer your question, I think what Mr. Biden is hoping is that people's memories are short and that eventually they'll focus on the fact that we are out of Afghanistan rather than he bungled the exit.
Let's take a call from Jan in Ottertail. Question, comment for Bob Sellers, host of American Agenda on Newsmax. Jan, take it away.
Yeah, you know, the thing we keep forgetting is that the owner of Joe Biden is China. And that little ownership started several years ago, and Hunter Biden is still part of that whole thing. But I think China is in control of this, because Joe Biden is not making all these decisions by himself. And who's the big benefactor of this disaster in Afghanistan? It's China.
You bet it is, Jan. Great point, because of all the resources, and China wanted us out. They wanted us out in exactly the fashion Joe Biden is getting us out, chaos, so they can fill the void, as usual. That's a great point. I want to get Bob's take on that when we come back. Jim wants to talk about Liz Cheney as well. We'll get that in here. We're going to talk about Todd, the radio god Mitchell, out there filling the bus today. One more plug on that, brought to you by Petroserve USA, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience and all kinds of great specials. How about this? 49 cents for every cup of soda. Peck will serve USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at HighPlainsApache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land, including 100 acres in Wells County, North Dakota, and some special auctions, farm equipment, stationary engines, and tools at our steel office at Piper's Auction Center of North America. And don't forget, over 200 lots of coins to be sold in Fargo, North Dakota. Log on to Piper's.com or call us 877-700-4099.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I have it on good authority that Todd, the radio god Mitchell, has driven his Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac car of the day over to the Fill the Bus in Mandan today, where you can see that flag from Schwann's. We're going to talk with Todd in a moment here, and he'll confirm that, but I have it on pretty good authority, and we don't want to say any names, but his initials are Steve Schwann, and I'm just saying. Back on What's on Your Mind, Billy Ray Cyrus reminding us that some gave all. Just don't understand. And this is one of the saddest things, I think, about the unraveling of 20 years of blood, sweat, and tears, and a whole lot of pain by loved ones. Can't forget, from the thousands that have died, and the tens of thousands that have been injured in Afghanistan, only so Joe Biden could unwind it in a day. We're talking with Bob Sellers from Newsmax. So do you think, Bob, that it's fair to say connect the dots with China on what happened with Afghanistan, given Joe Biden's history in China? Is that fair?
Well, here's my position on that, Scott, is as a journalist, I try to connect dots. And here's my problem with it. I don't think there's any question that Hunter Biden in the past has appeared to want to sell access to his father. What we don't, what I cannot do is connect the dots between decisions on foreign policy and what has happened with Hunter Biden's relationship with China and his father's relationship with his son and China. I can't connect those. They'd have to be connected a little more clearly for me to say, aha, that's what this is about. And let me just put it in perspective. When President Trump said that he wanted to get out of Afghanistan, I don't think anybody thought he was trying to do China a favor. Now, I look at that he earnestly felt like we don't want forever wars.
But yeah, I think the American people were with him on that, but I also believe we were going to have special forces there. We were going to have the Taliban in check.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
So China can come in and rape the resources. China wins when we have chaos in Afghanistan. And right? And so, however it happened is happening. And that's the sad part. Jim in Minnesota, last call for Bob Sellers from American Agenda on Newsmax. Go ahead, Jim.
We haven't won a war since World War II. The industrial military complex isn't making any money when we don't have a war. And Liz Cheney shot her mouth off about this is part of Trump's problem. How about her daddy boy, Dickie, and George Bush that started this thing?
Good point, Jim, that this did not start under, Joe Biden. Again, we could relitigate every decision ever made, but Liz Cheney should shut it. I just think Liz Cheney should go off the stage. Sadly, she's doing great damage to her dad's reputation. I happen to like Dick Cheney, and I happen to think we needed him on the wall when we had him, along with George W. Bush in 9/11. But I also don't think we should be there forever. But what we can debate right now, right, Bob, is what? How this has been handled, how the baton was handed from one presidency of Donald Trump to Joe Biden's, and I can't find one thing to say, way to go, Joe. You got this right.
Yeah. No, we certainly haven't seen it. Look, I was in New York on 9/11. I knew people that went down to the World Trade Center. So I was all for going and finding bin Laden. Did we get distracted going into Iraq? I think, as you kind of allude to, we can have that argument. But we weren't able to nation build. I don't think I went over as a journalist to Iraq, and there are a lot of people over there. When I say over there, I mean like the Middle East and Central Asia, who are tribal or are connected to the religious group and aren't. They don't think of democracy. They don't think about American values the way you and I do. So they don't really build a nation the same way you and I would. And so to think that we can export that, it hasn't worked. But what we needed to do there is ensure our safety. And what worries me right now, Scott, is I think we are in more jeopardy than we were a week ago because we didn't handle this properly.
That's a better answer. That's a better answer than mine for Jim. This is a serious situation for every American right now related to your safety, your security. And look, there's a better chance there'll be a 20-year attack on the commemoration of 9/11 because of emptying prisons over there and people that we previously said were the worst of the worst and put them in prison. They've been emptied. Our national security is worse for Joe Biden's effort in Afghanistan. That's what we got to worry about. Then we can relitigate 20 years of post 9/11 and what happened, I think. Bob, keep up your great work at Newsmax. We've been encouraging folks to let Midco know how dang important it is to have Midco on their cable channel. So if your cable system doesn't have it, let them know that maybe one of those 11 liberal channels can go. But you ought to carry Newsmax, and you also ought to download that app. Cost you nothing.
That's right.
It's on your phone. No paywall. The website's great, so check it all out. Thanks a bunch, Bob. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott.
How we doing, Todd Mitchell, on filling the bus?
Oh, man, we're getting filled up. We're at 1260 West Ballard and Dickinson, right at Roars, right across from Mark's Tire and the Greening and Cultural Institute. So 8 tonight. with United Way, Devon Energy, Roars, and IMG. Until 8 o'clock tonight to fill the bus, the kids start going back the next 2 days here. So we need the school supplies, everything they need for school. Get the shopping done, bring it by.
And till 8 tonight and tomorrow you're going to head over to Red Carpet Wash, I understand, huh?
Red Carpet, North Bismarck, off Century, across from Century High School, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with a bus there. We'll have one down south as well. But I'll be up north, so I'd love to meet you, shake your hand, or, you know, or high five, or fist bump, or whatever we're doing these days.
Did you bring a vehicle from Schwann's with you?
I bring the supplies by tomorrow.
Did I have it right that you drove your Schwann Buick GMC car of the day you brought over there?
Yes. Let's go with it.
See, ladies and gentlemen?
Sure.
Exactly right. So come talk to him about how much he loves the good folks at Schwann Buick GMC, too. Give him a high five, and most importantly, fill the bus today and tomorrow. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Thanks for listening.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.